When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app that you can get for all Apple products as well as through the Google Play Store, where you could search Wake Up Call DT and have over 440 shows up there all the time. It's as easy as three clicks, and you can listen to every single show that's been done in over 2 years. You can go back as far as that heading into the third year of having the app. So very happy with having everything on there, including information from Sterling Hoffrichter, who's been on the show numerous times, someone who is making his way around the world as far as his name being known, schools that obviously have gotten to know Sterling Hoffrichter and his talents and his abilities, coming from Sefner, Florida, Armwood High School. He committed verbally to Syracuse months back and has now made it official, signing on the dotted line with the Syracuse Orange. He is coming in, kicker and a punter. Sterling Hoffrichter and his recruiting coordinator, Tim Lester, who's been down to see him, as well as the head coach, Scott Schaefer, and now one of the kickers whose name we've come to know, and Sterling, a very unique name in and of itself, has found his way to Syracuse officially on that dotted line. Sterling, how you doing today?
I'm doing very well. How you doing?
Doing well, Sterling. And first and foremost, going through this whole process, now looking back on the recruiting process after signing your paper with the Syracuse Orange, what are the things you're going to remember most about this recruiting process?
Probably just like how much fun it is. I mean, some people make it out to be stressful and stuff. I mean, we have numerous offers and everything. But it is a lot of fun to have interest from all over different schools, and especially have great interest from Syracuse, which basically turned into a scholarship.
When you got that interest from Syracuse early on, go into those first moments of hearing from Syracuse and having coaches come down and see you, just how those first moments were, if you can share those with the people that are listening in, what that was like when you first started connecting with Syracuse.
It was really amazing. I mean, the first time I actually ever talked to the coach, he told me that he's offering a scholarship. And, I mean, at the time it was just unbelievable. But I wasn't quite, I was at the end of my junior year for football season. I just wasn't, I wanted to see whether schools were going to have interest in me and all that. But it was really neat to get to get to know all the coaches at Syracuse, like Coach Lester and Coach Schaefer, and talking to Coach Gold a lot, too. That was really cool.
And that's one of the coaches that I don't think, and we've talked about this before on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, that Coach Gould doesn't really get a lot of publicity. Robbie Gould, obviously, his brother, who has had a lot of success in the NFL, and Chris Gould being a special teams guy at Syracuse, not someone that you hear about or see too much when it comes to, covering what's going on with Syracuse special teams, but definitely a guy behind the scenes that does great things. What can you say about Coach Gould and what he's taught you, and what that relationship is like between him and you?
He's taught me a whole bunch. I mean, sometimes when I don't know what's going on, like my kicks, whatever, I'd give him a call and stuff like that. He'd help me figure out what was going on. So, I mean, like, when I got there and I can actually have, like, training with him actually there, it would be really amazing and all that. And our friendship, I mean, our relationship's really good. When I was up on my official, I spent most of the time with him and my host, but it's really cool to, talk to him some more while I was up there.
When you get to, like you said, when you call him and say, hey, this is not going right with my game, or I need some help with this, how can he over the phone help you to change for the better? What type of, because that seems like an amazing ability to speak with you over the phone and say, all right, Sterling, I understand where you're coming from without even seeing you. What are some of those conversations, and what have you been able to take away from him when he doesn't stand right next to you on a field, but he can tell you over the phone what you need to fix?
Pretty much he'll just ask, what my football is doing, like, is it going left, right? Is it doing a helicopter? What's going on? And he's just in there. He can tell me a couple different things that could be going on. And so then I'll go out like the next day or whatever, and I'd film myself, and I'd just look at it and see which of the things he pointed out or how many of the things he pointed out was actually like what was happening, and I can end up fixing it. So that's, I mean, it's pretty cool to have that pretty much all year round last season.
How many times has he been on point when it comes to telling you something over the phone and then you going out and testing it on the field?
Oh, he's been right. I mean, probably all the time. I've never found anything wrong with what he's saying. I mean, just recently, I was asking what was going on and stuff, and he told me I was probably dipping my right shoulder, like not staying tall. So I went back and looked at it on film, and it's, I keep leaning over and stuff, so that's something I got to work on.
When you look at your game overall, Sterling, what are some of those things that you've been working on heavily or you will be working on, knowing that you have a few months now that you've signed your contract with Syracuse, you've signed that national letter of intent. As you move forward with these next few months, what are some of those areas that you really want to key in on and work on that maybe Chris has helped you with?
One thing I really want to work on is, keep my posture good, because a lot of times I'm kicking I'll be all over the place and need to stay, taller and be more fluent and everything like that. And I just got to work on my accuracy as much as I can so I can hopefully do really well if I can start next season and stuff and get a certain job and all that.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissigLady.com, ladycom, with the Bamboo line relaxed fit clothing as well as the athletic fit clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel, Dreissig Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing, and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. Dreissig Lady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to.
Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
How involved, when you look back on the recruiting process, Chris Gould, you know, being someone who obviously knows what he's talking about, knows what he's doing, family of good kickers, obviously, you know, brought up with Robbie and all of the amazing things that he did in the NFL so far, you know, with the Chicago Bears over his history as a professional. When you look at Chris and that connection and his ability, like you said, to be right with a lot of things to help you, how involved was he in your recruiting process in the sense of when you decided to commit to Syracuse, did it have a lot to do with knowing that he was going to be your position coach?
Oh, yeah, that had a huge impact. I mean, most colleges, they have, I mean, just a tight ends coach or something to be their special teams coordinator. And they don't really know anything about kicking. So having Coach Gould at Syracuse to be able to help me, and I mean, he's been there, he's done that, kicked in the AFL and all that, so that was a huge impact to help get me to go to Syracuse.
And then as far as the other coaches that, you know, have been down to see you, Tim Lester, the offensive coordinator and quarterback's coach, and then the head coach, Scott Schaefer, they've been down to see you, and one of the early times that they came down to watch you kick in practice, you were going out there for 50, 60, letting it all hang out, so to speak, and showing them what you believe that you're capable of, and you kept pushing the envelope. What can you say about your relationship? We'll start with Tim Lester, just what you could say about him and how your relationship with him has grown over time.
My relationship with Coach Lester is very good. I mean, we talk on a weekly basis and stuff. He'd ask me about, like, my games over the season. So we have a really good relationship. Just fun to talk to him and all that.
And I believe that as they were going through the recruiting rounds to finish up, that Tim Lester had come down and hung out with you at the house and had some dinner with you and your family at that time, right?
Yeah, he came down. I think he's been down like two or three times. He came down one time with Coach Schaefer and stuff, so it's really cool to have him like in my house and talk to him and everything.
What was the meal of choice when he came down for dinner?
I think when him and Coach Schaefer came down, we had Chick-fil-A. I don't remember what the other time had, though.
And what did they think? Now, I used to live down in Florida in the Central Florida, Orlando area in Kissimmee, so I know all about Chick-fil-A. What did they think about Chick-fil-A when they had it at the house? Were they feeling it? Do you feel like they were receptive of the Chick-fil-A brand down there?
Yeah, I think they really liked it. They didn't really say too much about it. Yeah. But, I mean, I actually made some cookies that day, too. And Coach Lester said he loved them. So it's pretty funny.
Now, I have to ask you something that has nothing to do with football, but it's important to me and my best friend Evan out there that's listening in, one of my other best friends, Rudy, as well, who are still currently living down in the Florida area. When you go to Chick-fil-A and you get the sauces that they have, what is your favorite? Because there's the Chick-fil-A sauce, there's the Polynesian and all that. What is your favorite sauce to have?
Chick-fil-A is definitely the best sauce they have at Chick-fil-A.
Now, the Polynesian one, is that a close second? Do you not use it at all?
I've never used it before that. I always used the honey mustard, and then ever since they pretty much came out with the Chick-fil-A sauce, it's just been my favorite.
Now, are you a guy that goes out there in the morning, gets the chicken biscuit, or, I mean, what do you like to get when you go out to Chick-fil-A?
It depends. I mean, if I wake up and we have, like, nothing at home to eat, I'll go out and get some breakfast from Chick-fil-A. During the day, lately I've been having their grilled chicken. Their grilled chicken's amazing.
So what are you going to do now coming up to Syracuse and there's no Chick-fil-A in upstate New York?
I don't eat Chick-fil-A on a regular basis, but, I think I'll probably get over it. I mean, I'm training Chick-fil-A pretty much for dinosaur barbecue. It's pretty good training.
Now, dinosaur barbecue, obviously that's a fan favorite of not just, you know, football players that are at Syracuse, but people all over the country and the world. It's been on different TV shows. What have you gotten at Dinosaur Barbecue when you've gone there?
I've had their ribs. I think just the chicken breast and chicken wings probably, I think that's about it.
Now, do you have a favorite so far early on in your dinosaur barbecue lifetime?
I like their chicken wings a lot, and their ribs are really good. So both those are probably my favorites so far.
Now, have you had any of their sides or just the ribs and chicken?
I have had sides, but I do not remember what I've had there.
Well, the cornbread is definitely something to try. But you trade Chick-fil-A to Dinosaur Barbecue. I'm sure that you'll be able to handle that. And one thing that you'll be able to handle on the field, definitely, you told me a long time ago before you committed to Syracuse that a kicker's dream is to be inside of a dome, and you'll be able to do that for half of every season that you're at Syracuse. So looking at that situation, what can you say about now visiting the Carrier Dome, coming up to Syracuse a couple times, knowing that that's going to be your home very soon?
I mean, that's really cool. It's like when I went in the dome for the Louisville game, it was amazing. I was like, I just wanted to put on some cleats and pads and stuff and just get on the field and try to kick and stuff. It's really cool to be just the atmosphere inside and everything like that.
When it comes to being a kicker inside of a dome, I mean, obviously you're not dealing with the elements, you're not dealing with wind. It is very hot in the dome. Do you anticipate anything affecting you, or is being in the dome to you seriously just being in the best situation that a kicker could ever be in?
I don't think there'd really be any effects to it. It's at home, so, the home crowd probably is not going to distract me or anything like that. So it's probably all good, nothing really bad about the dome.
Now, you don't have to play in the snow in Syracuse, but as we talked about off the air, Boston College, Pittsburgh, you may be in those situations where you will be playing in the snow and you might be practicing in the snow at Syracuse. How confident and comfortable are you going out there in the snow, knowing that obviously you're getting none of that down in Florida as you've grown up?
Well, I've never kicked in the snow, so I really don't know how that experience would be. Hopefully I'll be able to adapt if I have to do that, to be able to kick pretty much the same in the snow, but only time. And training will tell.
You feel like you've seen every place in Central New York, but unless you've been to Borio's Restaurant, you've never truly seen Central New York the way that it should be seen. No matter what the season, out on Oneida Lake, there is no better view than Borio's Restaurant. From banquets to getting something to eat to Sunday brunch, Borio's Restaurant offers authenticity to Central New York. It offers a difference to Central New York. Whether it's your anniversary or a graduation party, a bridal shower, a wedding, Borio's Restaurant is where people go to have the experiences of a lifetime, with the owners being a part of your meal, being a part of your experience, of your time there. The owners care, the local people that always come back care, and the people that come in from out of state just to have a feel of what Central New York means to them, they care. Go to a place where people care about you, and your experience will never be equaled by any other place. The best view in town is at Borio's Restaurant. Head there now, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York.
Open Tuesday through Sunday, and remember Sunday brunch. Borio's Restaurant, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York.
Gear up with the real deal at Dry Sig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At drysigapparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dry Sig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at drysigapparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned? Visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Now, Cole Murphy has done some good things in his first season with Syracuse this past season. He'll be there, you'll be there, and you'll have an opportunity to go up against him. Have you built a relationship with Cole at all?
Not really. I've only really talked to him one time when he was up on a visit one time. So I don't really know him, but hopefully when I get up there, be like friends off the field and kind of like enemies on the field, trying to compete and push so that you become better.
What do you think about the competition? Is this something that you're really looking forward to?
Yeah, I always loved competition. Like going to the big camps that I went to with good other kickers. It was really cool to see where you stand against other people, and I always thought it brought out the best in me.
And Sterling, before I let you go, to look at this moment and look back on everything through the recruiting process, who do you really want to thank, from coaches, teammates, friends, family members, teachers, whoever it may be? When you look back on your recruiting process, who do you really feel helped you to make the best decision?
Well, first and foremost, God. I mean, without him, I wouldn't be able to be in this situation or anything. And my family, my mom and dad, huge support through all this. And all the coaches at Syracuse and at Armwood, Coach Callahan, who's helped, build a reputation at Armwood and get coaches all over America to come just to practices. And then Coach Schaefer and Coach Lester for thinking that I can be great at Syracuse and offer me a scholarship.
When you said first and foremost God, I respect that. I appreciate that. I think that that's something that definitely goes understated sometimes, and so it's good to hear someone say that, especially that God's your number one. when you think about your faith and you think about your life with God, how would you describe it, and how much has it meant to you through everything?
I mean, I try to be, I mean, as good as I can be through God and His Word and everything. I mean, just trying to give back pretty much for everything that, I mean, He put Jesus through and everything like that. So, I mean, just trying to be the best person I can be.
And in being the best person you can be, Sterling, there's kids out there today that are obviously going through hard times. People that don't believe, not even kids, you know, adults, grandparents, whoever it may be, people in nursing homes that are going through tough times, feel like there's no way out, that there's no light at the end of the tunnel. What do you want to say to people that are listening to you right now as they struggle?
I mean, always think of the positives. Everyone's going to have downs and struggles and stuff like that, but, I mean, there's always going to be the positives there. There's always going to be a comeback and stuff like that.
And then signing on the dotted line, a big positive for you. I know you're happy about Syracuse, so lastly here, to talk to Syracuse, all their fans, what do you want them to know?
I'm going to come in, try to be the best I can be, try to help Syracuse win title and hopefully a national championship.
Well, thank you, Sterling, for everything. It's been a pleasure talking to you throughout your process, and I'll keep in touch with you all the way through. And I know you're looking forward to this, and I know Syracuse fans are looking forward to having a kicker that they've heard a lot about over the past couple of years, and I definitely appreciate you coming on the show and sharing some time with me.
Thank you so much.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, sounds good.